And now, coming soon to a public broadcast near you...
Support for American Masters is made possible by the Park Foundation.
I'm Mitt Romney.
I'm going to do something to government. I call it the smarter approach to government.
I'm Elizabeth Warren. I'm running for the United States Senate.
The Children's Place is proud to support Reading Rainbow.
Rick Santorum, a bold plan for the middle class.
Don't bet against the American worker.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Listen to it, folks. Can the Anything Goes paid political ads of the 2012 campaign coexist with the subdued and limited messaging of public broadcast underwriting, like you heard there, from foundations, but also companies? You know, Chuck E. Cheese is an underwriter of PBS Kids. Well, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the FCC violated the First Amendment when it blocked public broadcasters from airing political advertisements. Joining us to discuss what this might mean is Jeffrey Rosen, political professor of law at George Washington University. Thanks, as always, for coming on the program, Jeffrey.
Oh, pleasure, as always.
Now, is this about public broadcasting, or is this about the altogether dismantling of the FCC's power to regulate broadcast speech in any capacity? The court simply said, this one's got to go, too.
You know, it's an extraordinary opinion. We can't say how far it'll reach, but the notion that this decades-long ban on political ads being run by public broadcasting violates the Constitution is part of a pattern of free speech activism that we've been talking about over the years. But basically, the court said that Congress didn't have enough evidence in the record that the temptation to get political ads might lead public broadcasting stations to be more partisan or to tailor their message toward particular candidates. It said it might theoretically be possible, but Congress just didn't prove the case to the court. And the dissenter said, this is ridiculous. You don't actually have to have empirical evidence before you can legislate. This has been long accepted, and it's obvious that it could change the character of public broadcasting if there's the temptation to take political ads. So it's certainly a very big deal.
But the irony is, at the exact moment that the public broadcasting budgets are being cut and are on the block in Washington by the Congress, here is an invitation from the Ninth Circuit for another revenue source. It seems the temptation is already on the table.
It's absolutely on the table, and that's exactly what was going on in California, where this San Francisco station was accepting ads from Chevrolet and State Farm. It's the Minority Television Project, and it just needed the money in order to survive, and that's why it filed the lawsuit in the first place.
So what would be the next step here? Is it a station saying, all right, we're going to do this full force, and then someone will try to get an injunction? Or does this just sort of sit around for a while and we can note it as an abstraction, but it may have no practical impact?
Well, it has a big impact within the Ninth Circuit, where stations can right away start accepting political ads. And then the question is whether stations in other jurisdictions are going to want to invoke this ruling and start taking it as well. So I think it absolutely is a huge deal. And maybe the Supreme Court is going to have to resolve it eventually.
Does the FCC have any licensing authority anymore, as you see it?
This opinion does not apply outside of the Ninth Circuit, so it's a congressional ban, and it remains in force in other jurisdictions right now.
Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University, talking about what could be a huge change for public broadcasting, the Ninth Circuit striking down an FCC ban on paid political advertising on public broadcasting. Thank you, professor.
Thank you.